Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which they can answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place. Tom Beaudet and Angela Nissel each has 2 points. Amy Dickinson has one.
Amy, you are indubitably in third place, so you get to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. On Thursday, President Bush signed a bill authorizing the building of a 700-mile blank.
Fence.
On the border, right. House Speaker Dennis Hastert testified before the House Ethics Committee about the improper actions of blank.
Mark Foley.
Right. A new study found that checking smokers regularly for blank does improve their chances of survival.
Lung cancer.
Right. Former Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic was sent a voting card for the upcoming referendum, even though he's blank.
Passed away.
Yes, he is gone. Three girls participating in their high school's superhero day were sent home for dressing as blank.
Hillary Clinton.
No, Captain Underpants.
Oh.
Jane Wyatt, best known for her role as the mother on TV's family comedy Blank, died at age 96.
Father knows best?
Yes, he does. Scientology's most famous couple, Blank and Blank, announced that they would be getting married in Italy on November 18th.
Tom Cat.
Exactly, Tom and Katie. A new Zealand clergyman has come to the aid of women in need in his community by organizing a town blank.
Women in need, New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Kiwi hunt.
No. A panty run.
Oh, yeah, that was my second guess.
When the only clothing store in the island town of Inglewood stopped selling women's underwear, Reverend Gary Husband knew the situation could get ugly fast. Dubbed in the press the Knicker Vicar, the good Reverend sprang into action, planning his first knickers run to the larger city of New Plymouth next month. All panty-deficient women are invited to participate regardless of religious creed. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. Amy now has 13 points and the lead.
We have flipped a coin. Angela has elected to go second. So here we go, Angela, fill in the blank. On Tuesday, China announced that there would be no second nuclear test by blank.
North Korea.
Right. A court in Denmark threw out a lawsuit filed by Muslims against a newspaper that published cartoons of blank.
Osama.
No, of Muhammad. 3 people were killed Thursday fighting a blank in Southern California.
Fire.
Right. A drug dealer was found to be in possession of classified documents from the U.S. nuclear weapons lab in blank.
Oh, I know this. In a secured area.
No, in Los Alamos. A 7th grader in Oregon had to be rescued from a wild deer intent on blanking him.
Kicking him.
No, licking him.
Oh, goodness.
12 years after his death, musician Blank was named the top-earning dead celebrity.
Kurt Cobain.
Right. A runner from Kenya won the Chicago Marathon despite blanking at the finish line.
Falling, passing.
Yes, he fell down. He fell down and hit his head. Thanks to the directions of his onboard navigation system, a driver in Germany blanked.
Oh, crashed into a tree, was it?
Oh, you're so close. I'm going to give it to you. He drove his SUV off-road into a construction site, up a stairway, and into a porta-potty. Maybe he thought the little screen on his dashboard would get mad at him if it wasn't instantly obeyed. So when it barked, "Turn right now," the man, a good German, followed orders, even though he was still 30 feet away from the road he was supposed to turn onto. So when Carl, how did Angela do on our quiz?
Angela had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 12, but Amy still has the lead with 13.
All right. Ooh. So, that makes it exciting because it turns out that Tom then needs how many to win?
6 correct answers.
6. Here we go, Tom. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. The smartest guy in the prison is how Slate described the story of Jeff Skilling, who was given a 24-year sentence for his part in the blank scandal.
The Enron scandal.
Right, nearly a year after widespread riots there, youths set on fire 3 buses in a suburb of blank.
Paris.
Right. This week, Apple celebrated the 5th anniversary of the introduction of the blank.
The iPod.
Right, after a 20-year run, the last Ford blank rolled off the assembly line on Friday.
That would be the lovely Taurus.
It would be, yes. Saying they are perfectly healthy to eat, a Chinese exporter is offering over $1 million to anyone who can prove that his blanks are toxic.
That little poisonous pufferfish.
No, hairy crabs.
Oh, I was going to say.
I know you were. Tommy Johnson, the tuba player who played the famous threatening notes, da-da-da-da-da-da, in the movie Blank, died this week at the age of 71.
Jaws.
Yes, of course.
Of course.
To defend her adoption of a one-year-old African boy, Madonna appeared on Blank's TV show.
Oprah.
Yes, because of a computer editing error, a Reuters article said that Queen Elizabeth blanks.
Smokes.
No. The article said that Queen Elizabeth lays up to 2,000 eggs a day. We are assuming that this was one of those automatic search and replace things, because this is what the article says. Quote, with its highly evolved social structure of tens of thousands of worker bees commanded by Queen Elizabeth, the honeybee genome could also improve the search for genes linked to social behavior. Queen Elizabeth has 10 times the lifespan of workers and lays up to 2,000 eggs a day. Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
He needed 6 correct answers, and Tom had 6 correct answers. So with 14 points, Tom Bodette is this week's champion.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.